Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 999. Two Weird Arm Exercises You Should Start Doing by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, to hear a lot more blogs being narrated to you for free, check out all of our shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, what I like about today's post is John recommends exercises that you can perform with very little or no equipment at all. Items you can find around your house will do just fine. So why not use these days of social isolation and quarantine to get our arms beach ready? Hey, the beaches have to open up again someday, right? So with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Two Weird Arm Exercises You Should Start Doing by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. When I take on a new batch of coaching clients, you know, before this whole COVID thing, I've come to realize that a lot of people don't know what the hell I'm talking about when I design their workouts. While most of my clients have a decent training background, a lot of programs they've done are pretty basic. Now, it's not that there's anything wrong with that. You can get great results from basic programming that focuses mostly on compound lifts and bicep curls. But despite the claims of some, that's not going to work all of your muscles to their fullest potential. So I'm going to have to get these guys and gals used to some funky new exercises. And because I truly love some of these exercises, I think you'll get a lot out of them too. In this post, I'm going to share just two of my favorite arm exercises that I try to work into the programs of my coaching clients as frequently as possible. First, the Y press. This variation of the overhead press ends up with you looking like a Y, hence the name. You press your arms out to 45 degrees instead of straight up. By doing this, you put your arms in a mechanically weaker position. Gravity is pulling the weights down, and your arms are in the weakened state, having to work not to fall out laterally. This stimulates you in a way that a traditional overhead press doesn't. Now go light here. Start with dumbbells so light you're almost embarrassed and try 15 reps. While you're not likely to build large delts with this exercise, it's fantastic for shoulder stability in all of your overhead lifts, which can help increase muscular development overall in the long run. And it's doubly great as a warm-up. Supercharging tip. To really activate the itty-bitty muscles like the infraspinatus and supraspinatus as stabilizers, hold for 1 second at the top of the movement. Two, the Zottman curl. The Zottman curl falls under a category of exercises known as compound isolation movements. This means that one phase of the movement is a compound movement, and the other phase is more of an isolation exercise. I've written about compound isolation movements before, and I think they're great for both strength and mass. The first factor to consider is the number of muscles involved. Unless you have some very bizarre strength and balance, you'll be able to use much more weight for a compound movement than you could for an isolation movement, assuming that both lifts use the same primary mover. Another factor that we must take into account is eccentric or negative strength, which can be up to 175% greater than concentric strength. Although it has been shown that generally, eccentric strength is closer to 50 to 75% greater than concentric strength in most non-elite trainees. Compound isolations come as a result of these two factors. We know that you're stronger in a compound movement than an isolation movement, We also know that you're stronger negatively than you are positively. So, in order to put this knowledge to some muscle-building use, we change it up. That is, you perform a compound movement concentrically and then switch in the middle and execute the eccentric portion of an isolation exercise that relies on the same primary mover. Because of the mechanical advantages inherent to each part of the lift, you'll be able to use a weight that is significantly challenging in both the positive and negative phases of the exercise. A Zottman curl is a hybrid of a traditional dumbbell curl and a reverse curl. In the case of a Zottman curl, the bicep curl, which is generally considered an isolation exercise, serves as the compound movement because it involves the biceps as well as the brachialis and brachioradialis. The reverse curl mostly focuses on the brachioradialis or forearm muscle. Again, you can almost certainly curl more than you can reverse curl, but you can probably lower a great deal of weight in the negative phase of a reverse curl. A Zottman curl allows you to do both. This exercise is a great substitution for just about any biceps exercise, but is really phenomenal for building forearm and grip strength, which in turn will allow for greater biceps development. Supercharging tip. If you really want to take your arm, especially forearm growth, to the next level, try Zottman's curl with fat grips on the dumbbells. Killer. You just listened to the post titled, Two Weird Arm Exercises You Should Start Doing by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So, how can you do these fantastic arm exercises without dumbbells? Easy. Find anything that you can hold in your hands like a dumbbell. Maybe it's some soup cans or a reusable water bottle. Oh, and if you do use a water bottle, here's a really great trick I borrowed from Dan John. Fill the water bottle so that it's only about halfway to three quarters full. So when you hold the water bottle, you'll want to make sure the water sloshes around a bit. That's because when you're trying to perform these moves and the water starts sloshing around, it's going to force you to use a bunch of smaller muscles you didn't know you had just to keep the water bottle balanced in your hands. I'm sure it's obvious, but I'll say it anyway. Just be sure that whatever you end up using, it isn't made of glass. If you end up dropping your newly fashioned dumbbell, it could lead to a pretty dangerous situation. But you can get really creative with some at-home dumbbell substitutes. That way, when this whole COVID-19 thing is over and the beaches are back open and the sun is out, your newly fashioned guns can be out on display too. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for the big 1,000th episode, which is all thanks to you. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.